I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Susan Bertram, the vice president of the Hiawatha Music Co-op, to find out more about a special event that's coming up this weekend in Harvey. It's all to benefit the Hiawatha Music Co-op, and here's more from Vice President Susan Bertram.
We're presenting Hiawatha on the Bayou. It's going to be at the Bayou Restaurant and Chalkley River Brewery in Harvey. It's a fundraiser for the co-op. We're presenting three different musical opportunities throughout the day.
Tell us about that. I know there's an open mic involved, a chance for folks to come out and play, so that's the kind of kicking it off, but what else is happening?
We also have a local Marquette group called the Union Suits, who've played local venues throughout Marquette. They're great. They're fun to dance to. At 8 o'clock starting will be Dragon Wagon, who's played at our festival a number of years and other venues in Marquette. They're a crowd favorite, sure to get you up and moving.
Now, I know that the Hiawatha Music Co-op has done a lot of different things over the years as events, activities, besides they're best known, obviously, for the music festival that's happening every year. But you do these activities and events not only as things for folks to do in the community, but fundraisers. But this one seems like it's a little bit different. I mean, where did the idea come from to do this particular event?
Tim Soucy at Chalkley River Brewery approached us regarding doing a fundraiser. They wanted to just give us an opportunity to try another venue. We were really excited about it and decided to go with a day-long event promoting it.
Now, one thing I know they've also mentioned is that this is sort of an all-ages, family-friendly kind of activity. Bring the whole family, which is kind of the goal, isn't it?
It is. The co-op is always pushing family events. We're very family-friendly, as people know if they've attended our festival. This event is not any different. Very family-friendly.
What are some of the things going on? I know you got music, but you've also got other things happening with the event. There's going to be, obviously, an opportunity to get out and cut a rug a little bit and whatnot, but you're also doing some other fun things at the event.
Yes, we'll have a great raffle throughout the event. We'll have all kinds of prizes. Some of them will be actually festival tickets for the weekend. There'll be local raffle tickets you can get from the Harvey businesses. We'll also have Hiawatha merchandise. We'll be selling festival tickets there, also festival memberships, and we'll be having a sign-up sheet if you want to sign up for the festival.
Susan Bertram in the studio with us. She is the vice president of the Hiawatha Music Co-op. We're talking about Hiawatha on the Bayou, coming up at the Bayou Restaurant and Chalkley River Brewery in Harvey. It's happening this Saturday. We'll give you all the vitals on that. But Susan, let's talk a little bit about, for folks that aren't familiar with the Hiawatha Music Co-op, long history here in our community, but if folks want to get involved and maybe they can't get to the event here, how can they find out more?
We have our website, hiawathamusic.org, which will give you any information on this event, any other events we're doing, and also the festival. You can purchase tickets for this event off of the website and also for our festival.
What is it that the co-op does? I mean, they have a festival every year that I know is kind of the major event, but what is the mission of the Hiawatha Music Co-op?
We started in 1979. Our mission is to promote traditional music, both dance and music, to share education on traditional music, to present traditional music, and just to let people know there's another variety of music out there.
Well, this is a great opportunity for folks to find out more. Let's talk a little bit about the tickets for this to get a chance to see some of these performers. Tickets are how much and how are they available?
Tickets in advance are $12, and for members, they're $10. At the door, they'll be 15. For co-op members, they'll be 12. Children under 12 are free. Children over 12 are $3. Your ticket also includes an all-day appetizer buffet provided by the Bayou.
That sounds really good. Now, you've got an open mic at 3:30 to 5, 5:30 to 7:30, a local group, Union Suits, and then Dragon Wagon goes on at 8 o'clock. Tell us a little bit about Dragon Wagon real quick.
Dragon Wagon's a band we've had, like I said, play at our festival and other venues. They're based out of Ann Arbor. They're Michigan roots music at its finest. They do a lot of original music. They bill themselves as a bluegrass band. It's really great connection with the crowd. Gets everybody up and dancing.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great opportunity. Again, it's Hiawatha on the Bayou. It's this Saturday. Gets underway at 3:30 with an open mic at the Bayou Restaurant and a Chalkley River Brewing Company. If folks want to find out more, again, your website and how they can get tickets.
They can go to our website at hiawathamusic.org. They can go down to our office today on Barraga Avenue, which is right next to Everyday Wines. It's open from 12 to 6. They can purchase them at the Bayou Restaurant in Harvey, and they can also purchase them here at the radio station.
That's the comments of Susan Bertram, the Vice President of the Hiawatha Music Co-op. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.